Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
And now, it's time for Nashville's most honest game show. It's the truth, according to Kirby.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Two of these statements are lies. The other, the truth, maybe.
U.S. Olympics 1980, the game was televised 4 days after the event.
And here's your host, Bob Barker's nephew himself, according to Kirby.
That's not true!
It's John Hutton.
You can't handle the truth.
Thank you, David Reeves.
Reeves?
Reeves. Today's truth, according to Kirby. Leading up to the Super Bowl in January 2001, Kirby and other on-air staff at the radio station that he was working for at the time took on the rookie class of the Gallatin Sheriff's Office in a flag football game at Gallatin High School's indoor facility.
Kirby and who?
Other on-air staff. So it was the radio station against the sheriff's office. It was a hard-fought game that came down to the last play. Final score, Sheriff's 38, Radio 36. What, if any, was Kirby's contribution to the outcome? Did he score twice, have a pick before missing a last-second pass into the corner, toss 3 second-half touchdown passes only to throw an interception on the final drive, or did he... scored a touchdown on a pass, a pick, but missed a possible game-winning field goal.
A field goal?
That's the option.
Yeah, I don't think they're kicking field goals.
38-36 was the final.
Yeah. They're not kicking field goals.
This is a flag football game?
It was a flag football, yeah.
So, there are four options here. You throw me off with
three options.
All right, go ahead.
Did he score twice, have an interception before missing a last-second pass into the corner? Did he toss 3 second-half touchdown passes but throw an interception on the final drive? Or did he score on a pass, throw a pick, but miss a possible game-winning field goal?
Well, I want badly for him to have failed at the end.
There's not enough failure in the choices.
There's a failure in each one of them.
I want more failure. There needs to be one where he's terrible, like all the way. There's a good and bad in each
of them. Well, this is the truth according to Kirby.
Yeah, it's
Kirby's
his story.
Mind, he succeeds.
Right.
In Kirby's mind, he's Joe Montana. Right?
Does Kirby provide all the options?
Yes.
Okay.
It's he Kirby's does. Story. Yeah, he does. He does.
You can't handle the truth. Kirby can't handle
this. This is a failure on Kirby's part.
Kirby does a lot of rewriting. What he does, he goes to bed on a nicotine high, and he lays there and he rewrites history. He rewrites things into stories way better. Yeah, he's Uncle Rico, except nicotine stained and older and without the mustache.
What do you think?
I think he's going to concede some failure. So
he's conceding failure in all three
all
options.
All three options have a failure aspect. They lost by
two.
That's
my point. They're all basically the same thing.
Yeah, but like in the one, he's got 3 second-half touchdowns and interception on the final drive score.
He screwed up in
all
We know he screwed up somewhere. Yeah, based on the options.
So did he just throw – did he miss a last-second pass into the corner? Did he throw a pick on the final drive, or did he miss a possible game-winning field goal?
Yeah, the field goal's out.
Okay.
All right, give me the other two again, the whole line.
Just miss on a pass into the corner, wide open receiver, or throw an interception on the final drive.
Yeah, he missed in the corner. What do you think, Chad?
He's playing quarterback, right?
Yeah, which
so he's not like dropping it. He missed the throw.
Why are they looking at Kirby?
I think Kirby is just confused enough to think that he kicked a field goal in a flag football game. That's what I think.
No, I've got him missing into the corner. Final answer, where's my device?
Kirby, today's truth, please, as we go to the other room here at Express Oil.
Well, I didn't play quarterback in any of the situations. We had the quarterback of the Gallatin High School football team back then, who was pretty good, and he quarterbacked for both sides. I caught two touchdown passes, had an interception, and then he threw to me on fourth down that I wasn't able to get to in the corner, and we lost 36-38.
That's how you win right
That's
there,
the
people.
Age of 38 playing against 24-year-olds.
So
That's
how you win. You dropped the pass.
I never got my hands on it.
It was his fault.
It was his fault.
No, it was a situation where fourth down, we got to go. There,
he's Paul's going outside.
That's how you win. Brittany's here from sales. Brittany, how do you feel about my victory?
Oh, I feel very confident in your victory. Congratulations.
I mean, is that one of the best victories you've ever seen?
Ever, actually, in the history of this little bit.
Of radio.
No, not just this bit. I mean, of
human
all
history.
Sports, human history.
Yeah.
In human history. I've been very concerned with what cupcake I'm going to pick out of here, so I've been a little preoccupied.
Would you like to quickly promote your podcast?
Oh, yeah. Step One, Learn Sports is the podcast bridging the gap between pop culture and sports.
Now, Kirby, you've been defeated.
Brittany can't hear me, I don't think. Can you?
She can't hear me.
Oh, she can. Do the right thing and now ask Paul about his podcast because that's what you wanted to do.
Oh, no, I didn't. But you know what? I'm going to sell her out. I listened to her first podcast very quickly after it came out. Listened to it, and I gave her some notes on it. I told her what I thought about it.
Okay.
Then when my podcast came out, I said, hey, I did you a solid when your podcast came out. How about you listen to my first episode and tell me what you think? And Brittany has...
guiltily have not finished the first episode. But to my...
Thanks for nothing, Chief.
To my defense,
Paul's
I wanted
podcast?
To give it the proper time so that I could read or leave a good review for you. I didn't...
She's so busy that she hasn't been able to squeeze in the 25-minute podcast.
I wanted to make sure that I listened to every single detail so that I could leave you the best review possible.
How far is the drive from That's Nashville fair. To Gallatin?
Yeah.
You know how you make 25 minutes feel like 3 days?
Yeah.
Don't feel guilty about anything, like. Brittany.
Yeah.
Brittany, you do you.
Kirby, how's your podcast?
You owe him nothing.
Kirby, how's your podcast?
Brittany, you be you.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. So I got screwed and everything except I beat Kirby.